thank you very much for being here with us early on, and I hope that it can only get better during the day. We're delighted to be here and hosting the third Capitalink German Maritime Forum together with DNV, our partners. Knut, please come and join me. I will only say very quickly a big thank you to our sponsors, to our speakers, of course, above all, to our delegates, because your presence makes it a success. And clearly, I would like to thank DNV. We have a tremendous relationship globally, and we are partnering for this event as well for a number of other events. Before turning it over to Knut, I will say a few years ago, when the new decade kicked in, we came up with the slogan, the four Ds of the four main challenges. They were digitalization, decarbonization, disruption, and at that time it was a new decade. Now it's not a new decade, but I think the other three remain. So disruption, digitalization, decarbonization, and maybe the fourth one can be diversity. So we have a great forum ahead of us. Knut, thank you for your partnership and friendship. And of course, I'd like to thank the Capitalink staff, because last week, I have to say, we were in Shanghai, again with DNV, in Tokyo. Now we're here, so it's really a tremendous pleasure to experience the global nature of shipping in this vibrant and interactive way. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so good morning, excuse me. Good morning, everyone. It's good to be here. It's good to be here again with Capitalink, and I would also like to reciprocate the great acknowledgements by Nicholas. I think the Capitalink team is doing a great job worldwide, bringing the stakeholders together. And after all, that is really important, that it's the owners, the managers, the financiers, and other stakeholders coming together to discuss various things. That is starting on a D. Last time I think I talked to you about the Rolling Stones and why they believe Hamburg is the best place. I'm not sure if anyone remembers, but I was reminded out here in the lobby. And actually the Rolling Stones came here in 2015, I believe, on the recommendation from Beatles, who started their career in Hamburg. So now today our Crown Prince from Norway is here, and I'm sorry if you had any trouble with traffic or parking, because it's a lot of police and security around that official visit from the Crown Prince. But what I wanted to talk about is not the Rolling Stones, nor the Crown Prince of Norway, but I wanted to start with a little bit of gymnastics. And that's not financial gymnastics, by the way. We could try a little bit of the old-fashioned analog poll. So we are not using the digital tools, but we're just raising our hands. And if you start to warm up a little bit and get ready. So if we could start with, how many of you believe that fuels, better fuels, are the really biggest challenge for the rest of this decade and onwards? If you believe that, please raise your hand now. Yeah. It's pretty many of you. Good. You were quite slow, but I mean, you are doing quite well. It's early in the morning. So I'm sorry to say, but the exercise did you good, but it is actually the wrong answer. And I'm saying that because these days we talk a lot about the new fuels, and as many of you probably realize, the new fuels are not really here. So what we see is an energy technology transition. So ships are ordered with capabilities of running on different fuel types. Most recently this year, it was a lot of pickup on the dual fuel methanol engines. But it's, maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, many of these ships will hardly see methanol in the fuel tanks throughout their life. I'm sorry to say it. It gives some flexibility, of course. Some will see, methanol. Some, even fewer, will see green methanol. So my point is that what I believe is the three most important concerns for the future is energy efficiency. Regardless what fuel you run on, to run on as efficient vessels as possible makes sense, because the fuels will be more expensive. So that is really what we should aim for. The second point is really the biggest challenge, I believe, for the next few decades will be seafarers. And it's the attractiveness of being a seafarer. It is the competence of seafarers with an ever-increasing complexity around ship operations. And it's not least, how we can skill up the seafarers that we do have in an efficient way. And the third point, and I will not bore you with more gymnastics, but the third point is really then around safety, because the complexity of the world that we live in, the operations, the seafarer skills, the vessels having ever more advanced equipment on board, the connectivity, etc., is going to pose a challenge on safety. So we will, in addition to the basic safety issues that we are still struggling with, it's going to be a lot of new safety or risks that we need to deal with. So, coming back to some more positive, Hamburg has a long, long tradition of shipping. We've seen so many great innovations come out of the shipping cluster in Hamburg and Germany. And I believe that with innovation and with the spirit to challenge status quo, we will be in a good place also to tackle the transformations and challenges ahead of us, as we have done in the past. So I'm very much looking forward to the debates and discussions here today, and I wish everyone a really great day. And again, thank you, Nicholas, for arranging this, and your team is doing a fantastic job, and I hope all of you will enjoy the day here. Thank you very much, and have a good day.